I'm writing Sean Price and Dilla, my mic is Thriller. My ratchet blows is trapping souls like Bryson Tiller. They sprayed the crib, left lid in the awnings. And that's the very thing that gets me out of the bed in the morning. I got the bread in the corner, got my career in the sauna. I got no fear, dishonor. I bled and lived through trauma. First the fat boys break up, then Bow Wow retires. And now y'all disrespecting the king. I come through there with the street sweeper for niggas claiming they doing dirt. And get to just disinfecting the scene. I'm what you call the epitomizer of getting done. I was spit a geyser that'll get these guys on the charts to fit a like of bars. I'm feeling like the dime on the permanent throne. Weed like the Quran, burn it, you can get stoned. It's smelling like a megaphone in the coupe. Going into an extra zone in the booth. Flowing into the headphones, a microphone in the noose. Poems approve, I'm the best to ever put breaths on the measure. Metronome in the loop. All I could do is turn your sister to my all-night masseuse. Zone in the coupe, this is my moment of truth. Can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Now can I rock it? If she pretty, I'ma come around your city, I'm gon' hunt it down. Hit it, I'm gon' hit it, I'm gon' come around and rock it. Can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Now can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Anytime I come around your city, I'm gon' burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gon' come around and rock it.
You know I come around and rock it.
Rock it.
You know I come around and rock it.
Rock it.
You know I come around and rock it.
Now first the Dipset split up, then Azealia Banks leave Twitter, and now you niggas hating on Nickel. I just been the same stand-up nigga since the day I came in this game, and I just come in here to stay till I'm crippled. I'm a combination of Kane, G-Rap, Reggie Noble, and James, who still has Ashanti and Kelly rolling in dreams. They tried to blackball me but couldn't, I was too fucking good. They tried to run me out of my city, I was too fucking hood. So all I'm trying to say, said to all that's trying to kill me is hate. Even Patron had to stand in line and wait, cause this is God's work, handcrafted by karma. I'ma always be here laughing and clowning, laughing, I promise. And last but not least, I'ma finally retire my dad from out that post office, and that's on my mama. I live my life on my girls and my boys, and I took my soul back from the devil. Now the world can enjoy it. Can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Now can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
If she pretty, I'ma come around your city, I'm gon' hunt it down. Hit it, I'm gon' hit it, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it, can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Hello, everyone.
Rock it.
Hi.
Yes, you can. City, I'm gon' burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it.
Rock it. You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it. Rock it.
You ever had a bad bitch try to kick it with you in your Twitter DMs? I have been a statistic and demonstrated against wicked minds of the twisted bitches challenging scrubs. I had a bitch expose me on media takeout, and after 15 minutes of fame was up, she hit my phone back apologizing, asking can we still fuck. Bitch, please miss me, I'm paid as hell. I got the game lock arcades in jail. I wish my uncle Whitney Dottie would have loved to see this. Find you a nigga who do Molly with a buzz and beat it. I'm about to walk up in this restaurant like the upper echelon. Is you coming? Yes, you not. Bitch, I'll call you. I find it hilarious when badass bitches try to get your attention. Be looking like fish out of water. Be for no reason. A chick could drop a pencil and go, oh, oh, Jesus. Just to bend down and get the shit to show cleavage. Why can't y'all just ask a nigga for his number like we do y'all? I tell you, women don't know how to flirt. And the ones that's bad, they don't even gotta work. That's real shit.
I see it all the time. Anytime I shine, I'm just acknowledging, but I'm not trying.
bitches can't flirt good for shit. This is it.
What?
They used to me coming out the dick real quick.
What?
Like this is it.
What?
This is it.
What?
Ooh, what?
Ooh, what?
Ooh. Women don't know how to flirt.
That's right.
You know how I come in. Talk to him, Chun. Okay, came up the street like a ladder, a lad, and I bust through the hole like McFadden, no mad, and I'm mad to a fact, that's an after effect of the crime don't fit, then I'm taking it back, now fucking on this bitch who wear eye contact, and I pulled a bitch off of eye contact, and I had the rack, said she had a nice rack, met her at Bird Dog right by the nice rack, she said, should I get a shirt to match with the hat, or should I get the shoes to match with the slacks, yeah, said it's for a man, it got a B-day coming. Had a little Uzi on me, DJ drummer. Never trust a bitch, and yeah, I never will. Okay, sometimes if she got sex appeal, I meant to say I like to have sex and take some pills. I meant to say I like to relax and make a meal. I meant to say I like to relax and make a meal. I mean, they both the same thing, but I ain't talking grill. I ain't talking dinner, I ain't talking supper. This the blood sucker, man, the bitch and Bud Ruck off Amityville. She had a man on the wheel, he had his hand on the steel, but then the camera is still. I should have passed on the reel. What happened sis without ass? I got more down to the past. And if I knew you dude was crazy, I wouldn't have let me smash.
I see it all the time, anytime I shine. I'm just acknowledging, but I'm not trying to play y'all. This is it.
What?
Bad bitches can't flirt good for shit. This is it.
What?
They used to me coming out the dick real quick.
What?
Like this is it.
What?
This is it.
What?
Ooh, what?
Ooh, what?
Ooh. Women don't know how to flirt.
That's right.
Yo, Chains, Royce, remember Prime One? Remember when I said words? That's how you fill up on this track? Let a bitch come and try to shit on that.
On that.
Yeah, and on that note, move on to the next one. One.
Okay.
When you're spanking brand new to this, I'm the leader. I'm the leader of this game. Old school or new? Old school or new?
My predecessors never have election. Daily message through the tech.
Yo, this Sesco, who this?
What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down to Philly. Brought a fam with me. Fast flow.
The blues has always been totally American. As American as
No, it's just not.
Please welcome O'Shea Jackson, better known as Ice Cube. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good to see you. The fact that the Crips and the Bloods are allegedly coming together. Yeah, you guys have been in the media.
I give up Apple Music, I give up.
We'll make it clap. I'm just not really in the mood for it. Hmm.
trying to have a business brunch, a business meal in Las Vegas. Man, there's a fucking fat burger near the MGM Grand. Done. There's a place next to the fucking Momofuku in the, what the fuck's the name of that hotel? It's a hotel next to the Bellagio. Metropolitan? Is that what it's called? Anyways, next door to Bellagio. The store in there next to the there's a place in there next to the Momofuku that will serve you alcoholic milkshakes. All these fancy ass milkshakes, like, oh, it's like a birthday cake, and they'll put alcohol in it. So just go get two of those. And then do not buy any other drinks in that hotel because they are all fucking way too expensive. In fact, the milkshakes are too expensive for what they are, but hey, you gotta live a little. And then go across the street to the fucking, the shitty fucking shops that are over there as part of whatever the fuck that hotel is. Where the Taco Bell is, where one Dan Riker got married. And go to that Taco Bell, sit down at that Taco Bell. And think about how life has brought you to this moment in time. And then go to the Pinball Hall of Fame. Play some pinball. There's an outlet mall that I went to. It was not great, but it was an outlet mall. If you go to the Pinball Hall of Fame, you might be able to see that Star Trek, the video, Star Trek Vector video game that I got so mad about because it was not a Vector monitor and it was just an emulator running in an arcade cabinet. That was there. I believe I bought a pair of shoes at the outlet mall. I cannot remember. The M&M store next to the MGM Grand is fun if you like dumb shit that involves M&Ms. Or want, like, some M&M-themed pajamas for someone. Or M&Ms with, like, your name printed on them. Ladies and gentlemen, super. I'm pretty sure there's a used game shop next door to the Pinball Hall of Fame. I saw it while I was waiting for a car to come pick me up, but I already had a car on the way, so I did not go. And they've redone the whole downtown area. Like old Vegas. They've tried to bring it up. I didn't go anywhere down there when I was there last year. But I believe there's a hotel that they now refer to as the D. That I've heard is interesting if you... Well, I don't know. It's probably just another fucking place, but I was going to say it might be interesting if you have been to Las Vegas a lot, but not recently. That would be a different thing. You'd be like, oh, weird. This used to all be bullshit. That overhead lighting thing. It's weird. Kind of creepy. But I guess that's what, you know, that's what Caesars had, right? Then they built all the palace shops and stuff, and you're out there and you're like, man, it's like I'm outside, but I'm not outside. This is fucked up. And now every place is like, they did that a long time ago. We could do that way better now. But not that much better, because it's still Las Vegas. Red Rock. Yeah, we were going to go to Red Rock. We went to the Grand Canyon instead. Like, last minute. Like, hey, let's just do this. This seems like it'd be cool. We went up there, so... Hoover Dam. Yeah, we stopped at the Hoover Dam real quick. Did not stay long. Yeah, if you don't have, like, we rented a car and drove out there, and it was a full day, basically. I'm trying to think how long. I mean, I guess if we hadn't stopped, you know, we'd probably stop for 45 minutes or so around the Hoover Dam. And then kept going. But yeah, it was kind of a full day commitment to do the Grand Canyon stuff. I don't know. I don't like Las Vegas very much because I've been there for work too much. It's probably why Reno was fun. I enjoyed Reno. Reno was fucked up in a way that I could totally appreciate. I ran into a dude in Reno who recognized me in the Asian market that I was at buying Reno-ass energy drinks. And I was going to stop and ask him, like, hey, what the fuck do people do around here? But he was gone before I could. Reno seemed more like a regular-ass place where people live that also has some sizable casinos around it. In a way that comes across as kind of weird. It's just like, oh man, it's just like, I don't know, people fucking just live here, whatever. Got a house in Sparks. Parts of Reno that definitely reminded me of where I'm from. And something about the housing looked quaint, but I think that's just because I don't see a lot of, like, too many houses made out of brick here. There were just enough there that was like, that's something, like, almost kind of an East Coasty vibe, or more East Coasty than I certainly get from where I'm at. But yeah, when we were, you know, I don't know, we went to some just random coffee place and actually walked around a bunch one morning, go get breakfast, go get coffee, and went to a couple of used game stores. They were not great. But But then you also have, like, the kind of dirtbag vibe of just like, oh, there's a lot of pawn shops right here across from these old-ass casinos, you know, in the kind of downtown-ish area, you know, by the Reno sign and all, or the biggest little, you know, all that shit. I was like, oh, I could buy a PlayStation 3 here for not a great deal. Like, oh. I'm gonna go look at some fucking games at a pawn shop, and like, a lot of Xbox Ones in there. I saw like one PS4 for whatever that's worth. But, like, by and large, I feel like Reno reminded me a lot of Santa Rosa, which is the, I guess, largest city in my, in terms of people. It's the most city-like, I would say. I looked at Reno and I was like, you could live here. I don't know that I would want to, but I mean, you certainly could. New York. I like going to New York. I'm still fascinated by New York because I haven't been there enough. Like, I'm just fascinated. Like, when I go to New York, I like land at like fucking JFK or wherever. I guess it's always JFK. It's not LaGuardia. Anyway, land there like 6 a.m. after having flown all night and not slept much because I'm bad at sleeping on planes. And then last time I got in early enough that, like, so I was going to go directly to the office and start recording shit with those guys. But, like, I got in earlier than they would be in the office, so I just had time to kill. So I was like, oh, I'll just eat breakfast at the airport, I guess. But I'm fascinated by just, like, buildings and just, like, the streets and the signs and the businesses and how everything's all crammed together. Like, that car ride from the airport to the office. I'm just, like, staring out the window the entire time, just blown away by every weird sign. Just like, what the fuck? What is this? Why are there so many strip clubs right here? Seems like a weird place to have them because there's a bunch of like houses right here too, and it's like, well, I guess, you know, people gotta strip somewhere. I remember last PAX, when I went out to New York for a day, it was cool because I hadn't taken a train. I hadn't been on the subway in New York in a long time, and I ended up staying out near Alex at a hotel out there, and it was just like, it's that good reminder of just like the wildly different vibes you get when you get out of Manhattan. Just how different shit is. And I ended up walking to his place from the hotel I was at, and in the next morning, and you know, it was like a 2 mile walk, something like that, nothing big. And you just be able to walk past like houses and apartment buildings and like seeing that shit and just be like, oh, okay, like getting a better sense of just like the different ways people live in that town and different parts of like that. You take BART, you know, you take it through a tunnel in the bay. You can take BART across town, but I don't know. Some of the main BART stations around that area that we work in and stuff are a good place to catch some human feces if you're looking for it. But I have not been on a BART train in a very, very long time. Yeah, I remember seeing some just weird shit in New York. When I was there, I was there to do the Vice stuff,
when they were launching Waypoint, that live stream they did. They had me come out for that. And I remember getting in a car at the CBS office with everybody. I guess it was Vinny, Dan, and Alex at that point, yeah. And driving through a part of town where it seemed like every business was just like restaurant supply shit. Like, it was all kitchen shit, like stores selling kitchen shit, but not to like people. It was very much like, you need a fucking bunch of industrial pressure cookers? Like, we sell that shit. You need uniforms for a restaurant? We got it next door to this other place. It was just, you know, it was the restaurant stuff district, I guess. I don't know. I really want to go back to Chicago. It's been too long since I've been to Chicago. That wrestling show that Cody Rhodes is doing in the Chicagoland area had me thinking, like, man, maybe that'd be a good chance to go back to Chicago. I don't know if people live there, it'd be fun to hang out. But it's like right before PAX. Rate this song 2 stars.
What rating should it get?
2 stars.
Okay, I gave it 2 stars.
Pray, I don't like where I'm at, call a lid, get away. Y'all lay away, I pay.
Hey Siri. I don't like this song.
Okay. I'll remember that.
So on my plaza and I got that green, the girl was my hot, if you know what I mean.
Commercial on late night TV for this thing you attach to a garden hose. It says you can water your hard to reach plants with this product. Who the fuck would make their plants hard to reach? That seems so very mean. I know you need water, but I'm gonna make you hard to reach. I will throw water at you. Hopefully they'll invent a product before you shrivel and die. Think like a cactus. So you can have this product for 4 easy payments of $19.95. I would like to have a product that was available for 3 easy payments and 1 fucking complicated payment. We can tell you which payment it is, but one of these payments is going to be a bitch. The mailman will get shot to death, the envelope will not seal, and the stamp will be in the wrong denomination. Good luck, fucker. Payment must be made in wampum. My fake plants died because I did not pretend to water them. I think animal crackers made people think that all animals taste the same. What does a giraffe taste like? A hippopotamus. I had them back to back. I'd hate to be a giraffe with a sore throat. God damn it, anyway. I write jokes for a living, man. You know, I sit in my hotel at night, I think of something that's funny, then I go get a pen and I write it down. Or if the pen's too far away, I have to convince myself that what I thought of ain't funny. I walk by a dry cleaner at 3 a.m. The sign says, sorry, we're closed. You don't have to be sorry. It's 3 a.m. and you're a dry cleaner. It would be ridiculous for me to expect you to be open. I'm not gonna walk in at 10 a.m. and say, hey, I walked by at 3, you guys were closed. Somebody owes me an apology. This jacket will be halfway done.
Across to the boss when I talk. Too much knowledge. the heart, but got love for all of us.
Let's burn until the sun burns your eyes. I just meant to keep everything splendid. That's how I intend to
keep it low. You go against the Harlem gigolo. Lick a low, make the girl trick it up.
Enough to burn, 10 mil sales confirmed. The most anticipated since Tyson's return.
I see you over here looking like some fool. Cause I'm over here saying no, some fool.
The Brooklyn niggas get crazy loose. That's because when the DJs get shit.
Like
Jimmy J.
Fly down the day somewhere in LA.
Say she love my necklace. Started relaxing, and after the fuck, I call a chain reaction.
I came in the door, 20 years old. What's the deal, boy? It's like you walk.
When you're headed down, attachment become tricky.
Right.
Sunday, and on paper, as I said before, Tommy, he looks like a damn good card, but I don't know. It's just not a lot of juice when you look at Fastlane for Sunday. We're going to have to create some juice today for Fastlane.
Athletically, will be an awesome show. New Day versus Usos.
New Day?
One of probably two of the best, you know, everyone, AJ Styles. SmackDown is such a great, everybody in WWE is great wrestlers, so I can't even say who's the best, but Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton, man, that could be a show stealer as well. And then if you go and look at WrestleMania, where do you go from here with your secondary title on SmackDown? He doesn't have a match either.
I know, it's crazy.
So you can just do a rematch, Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode, which I'd pay to see because it is so good. But if Bobby loses at Fastlane, then that's the only way you're going to have a rematch.
Now, you mentioned Bobby Roode and Randy Orton, Tommy, and like you say Bobby Roode and Randy Orton, I'm in. I'm paying for a ticket to see Bobby Roode against Randy Orton. But they just haven't done anything on SmackDown to get fans excited for that match. And that's the problem here. You're right. Usos New Day is going to be off the charts. And they have done a good job with the Usos and New Day for sure. But you look at Nakamura and Rusev, you're right. That's kind of painting yourself into a corner because Rusev is so over with the crowd. Plus, that's been rushed. That just started. So you're only a week into that story as you're going to Fastlane. And then when you look at Bobby Roode and Randy Orton, that should feel bigger than what it is. And then Charlotte Flair and Ruby Riott. No disrespect to Ruby Riott, but what's Charlotte Flair's match going to be at WrestleMania? I mean, to me, she's the best women's wrestler out there right now. And you really have a huge question mark with Charlotte Flair.
Correct. And, you know, especially when you make the women's revolution such a huge part. Hey, main evented, you know, the Royal Rumble, and it's going to main event this, and you don't have a locked-in opponent for one of your best workers. Absolutely, you know. And it's not going to be, because most of the focus is going to be on Ronda Rousey in that match. And you have Asuka versus,
I'm guessing Asuka and Alexa Bliss, Tommy, but Asuka's never really, I mean, the winner of the Rumble calls out what title they want to go after. She's never said it. Now, Kurt Angle's came into the ring and said that, you know, Asuka's going for the Raw Women's Championship. But also Michael Cole said a couple of times on Raw that she hasn't made that announcement yet. And it just doesn't feel right. You know, Asuka against Alexa Bliss, like, something's missing there. Because the story right now seems to be between Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss. So, that's what I'm saying. That here we are so close to WrestleMania, and there's a lot of things that just aren't clicking.
I think we should just put every match in a three-way and just sell all feuds three-way style. That's because we could do it that way.
That's a terrible idea. 844
just trying to find
it. I can see them doing that. Like, we gotta get everybody on here. So let's just throw with that fatal four ways and triple threats and six pack challenges. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants. And that's the thing about the six pack challenge on Sunday. All right, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. All right, interesting. That's a story that's been going on for months on SmackDown. You throw John Cena into the mix. Oh, my God. Could John Cena possibly break Ric Flair's record on Sunday? Oh, my God. Is he going to spoil all the hardcore fans by getting involved in this match between AJ and Nakamura? But then you throw Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler. What the hell are you doing? Who cares right now about Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler? What are you doing? It's fluff. Why? There's no reason to have Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler in this match.
Someone's got to take the
pin.
Well,
if Dolph Ziggler, if it's a six-pack challenge, it really should go down to a three-way between Dolph Ziggler, AJ Styles, and John Cena, because they have the best six-packs.
Probably has the best six-pack out of all three of those guys.
If you got to make it a three-way, that would be really, really entertaining. It would be Dolph Ziggler versus AJ Styles versus
Nakamura. Woman for that three-way, by the way.
Okay, well.
Swoon.
Nice. I'm not swooning over anybody there. So let's go to the nation, because this is getting a little wacky, and I want to hear some
thoughts. Well, I want to get your take, you know, and just
I already said you're going to throw out
triple threats and four ways, but let's go out.
I'm trying to make sense of this. Creative, there's some gaping holes in storylines here. Come on now, we're wrestling fans. Get with the program, it's 3 weeks away.
Wow. Let's go out to Sam in Orlando. Sam, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas? Tommy Dreamer, future Hall of Famer. You'll get inducted with your cheap.
Shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. I'm morning yawning. Went to the map.
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish. And
this song's a lot of bad things.
Oh shit.
It's Friday. We made it. Okay. I'll see you later. Have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves.